and I don't know why we have that.
2 30-year returns. Right.
Okay, the clock on the wall says 7 o'clock. Welcome, everybody. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us tonight. Glad you're here. Reminder to the public that the meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, is there anything any board member would like pulled from the consent agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve consent.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carries. Okay. Insurance renewal. Anybody want to lead us through that?
Last year's premium was $38,727. Two vehicles have been added to the policy. The premium this year is $39,105, an increase of $378, which was less than 1%. So the premium is from January to December 3rd, January 1st to December 30th, so it has been renewed.
Board discussion.
Sounds awesome.
I guess I'd just like to say it looks to me it's apples to apples, and it seems as though it would be in our interest to approve this insurance policy. I don't know that we have. I know we've looked before in the past, and it seems like we have limited options with a fire district in terms of insurance vendors. So,
any more board discussion?
Just had a claim with VFIS in the end of last year and had pretty happy results, very positive impression of their claim service.
Chief, have an opinion? Comments?
I really think that VFIS is our best option.
Any public comment on the insurance? Is there a motion to approve this year's insurance?
Motion to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Can you folks hear everything? Has everybody got their microphones on? Are you hearing all right, Larry?
Don't make us do karaoke. Karaoke comes later in the meeting.
You're the first on up.
I am the first. Okay. Discussion and decision trustee election.
The trustee election is scheduled for May 5th of 2020. The deadline is February 11th, 2020 for the any filing of declaration of candidacy. So if anybody wants to run, they must file that with the county. The notice of election, the declaration, the actual form for the candidacy, and filing deadlines and information will be on the website, Facebook, posted at all of the stations, and an ad will go into the Chronicle as well. Write-in candidate deadline is March 2nd, and after that deadline, the county will determine if election in our district is necessary.
And who's up for election?
Mr. Geddes and Mr. Sinek.
Okay. Any board discussion?
Yes, I would like to know whether you guys are going to run or not. Stay in.
I'm planning to. I'm just going to turn in my form to the county.
How about you, Walt?
Well, yes, he is. Let me just give you the short answer.
Yeah, as long as there's acknowledgement that I may miss a meeting or two, depending on scheduling and stuff, I may miss a meeting or two. So I'm just. I'll throw my name in the ring.
Yeah, I think for those in the public who are considering running, and it's certainly great to have more candidates, we try to be very accommodative of people's schedules while also respecting the public's desire to have a consistent meeting schedule. And I think we've been pretty darn good about balancing those two out. So it's not in any way an undue burden if you're going to miss a meeting or two. Any public comment on trustee elections? Any board discussion? So I have a resolution in front of me. I'm just going to sign it.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. The easement and grant and abandonment of with the Ray Water Sewer District. We had a presentation from those guys. It's just a little context for everybody. I'll get the details wrong, but essentially the Water and Sewer District asked us if we would grant an easement to move a water line, sewer line.
To the south side.
To the south side of our property over there. This was in the fall or late summer that they came and made that presentation. We all thought that was a good idea, good neighbor thing. We had our attorney review the documents, which are before you, marked up and ready to go. So the decision tonight is whether to grant that, and we'll start out with any board discussion.
I just wanted to add in terms of description that there was an existing easement which is going to be abandoned. That easement is located between the existing fire hall and the property that we purchased to the north, the old Harn property. And so this actually benefits us to have that easement moved to the south side of the property because as everybody knows, at some point we're going to pull the trigger on doing something over there as the needs arise. And so that will actually reduce issues associated with the development of infrastructure when we get ready to do a project over there. And there is ample room they've looked at. There's a 17-foot easement that they're requesting that's described in the legalese. And so from my perspective, it makes a lot of sense. And also I'd like to add that Ray Water Sewer has paid the legal costs associated with that aspect of it. In the course of doing that, we did find that one little administrative detail that we had taken care of in the transition from Ray Sourdough to Highlight was the transfer of deeds, and that has now been accomplished. That was also included in this process at our cost. Ray Water didn't pay for that. We paid for that ourselves.
Board discussion.
Has anything substantively changed from our conversation? Thank you.
Not to my knowledge, no. Board discussion, chief's comments, anything? Public comment. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the request by the Ray Water Sewer District to abandon the old easement and move the easement to the south side of the property.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, signage. Just a little context for members of the public. We've had at least three meetings where we've entertained bids to put the name of the fire department on our buildings. This is sort of updating the merger that's now a couple of years old, and we felt it was important to identify this as the Highlight fire department for our customers. This seemed to be a pretty straightforward issue. We were just looking at literally cost, you know, to what those signs would be. And it became clear that there was some disagreement, is maybe too strong of a word, but a conversation about what that name should be, whether we were legally known as the Highlight Rural Fire District. We're commonly referred to as the Highlight Fire Department. When I started on the Sourdough Board, we were always the SFRD. And so it became clear that we didn't have consensus among board members about what name, what umbrella we wanted to put on the station. So just for clarity, we decided that just for sort of community continuity, this would be the Sourdough Fire Station. The Ray Station would be called the Ray Fire Station, and Cottonwood would be called the Cottonwood Fire Station. So the question that we're trying to figure out now is, under which umbrella does that live? And it seemed like a pretty straightforward proposition. I don't think there's any animosity or angst, but it's an important question and one we ought to discuss. So I've sent out a preparatory email, and I've asked each board member to come prepared to have an opinion on this. And I'm just going to run through from my right to left Then we'll have some comments from the chief and, of course, public comment. And my intention tonight is to leave here with a name that we're going to put on the buildings, and we're not going to leave until we do. Okay? So that's where we are.
Mr. Chairman, may I suggest that we do a motion so we cut to the chase of what we're talking about, and then everybody can have their opinion as our discussion.
Nick, if you'd like to put a motion on the floor, you're certainly welcome to.
I do this as secretary because I think it will save us some time. You may or may not second it, but we at least would give a start. Here's what we're talking about. Whereas the legal name of this entity is Highlight Rural Fire District, and whereas variations of this legal name may cause confusion by removal or addition of words, and whereas this board recognizes the cost of signage is proportional to the number and size of letters, be it therefore resolved that henceforward the full legal name be used on all legal documents, including but not limited to transactions, financial accounts, checks, letterheads, printed material notices, and signage on permanent structures such as fire stations. And be it also resolved that identification of district property such as vehicles, tools, clothing, or other such items is restricted to either the legal name, Highlight RFD, or HRFD, depending on need or circumstance.
That motion's on the table. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm opposed.
I'm opposed. I guess.
Well, we're not.
Should we have some discussion before we vote?
Right. I'm just opposed because I think we ought to have discussion, but I wanted to do you the courtesy of just having that motion on the table, and we can bring it back again if you'd like. So I see no harm in that, and I thank you for trying to make the process more efficient. So let's proceed then with trustee discussion, starting with you, Nick, about what your opinion might be on this topic.
I guess after some discussion with our chief, I think there's a little bit of latitude in terms of what we choose. You know, there are a lot of fire districts in this state, and there is some kind of wide variance as to the selection that's made when naming those districts for public consumption by the district, each respective district. And so there's everything from references to a district, the full reference to a rural fire district, a fire department, and so on. So I think we do have some latitude as to what we choose. It seems to me what would be in our best interest, given that we have to pay for the signage, is take into consideration possibly some brevity in that name selection, so we just have to cut fewer letters when we make that choice. And at some point, I guess I would like to hear from staff in terms of describing what exists around the state and what's acceptable, given that all of those legally would be rural fire districts. They are referenced in different ways, so I guess I'd like that to be taken into consideration, then the cost aspect of whatever we choose be taken into consideration.
Right, and again, it's my intention to hear from all the board members as much as we'd like, and Jason for sure, and then of course the public. So Justin?
So my opinion, and I've talked to quite a few people in the district as well as people at work, multiple constituents, asking them if they knew what a district was. And so I went around to everybody, I'm like, do you know what a fire district is? If you needed help and you were driving by and you saw a building that said fire district, would you stop? And most people told me, do you mean it's like a school district where it's just a whole bunch of administrative offices? And I got a lot of people asking me that thing because they didn't know what a district was. And so I've got the opinion that all of our vehicles, everything that we're known as in the community, the dispatch, other firehouses, is that we're Highlight Fire Department. So my opinion is for constituents, for customers, putting that we're a fire department on a building, because that's what's most common and known, And if we want to put something like, you know, some vinyl lettering on the doors that says operated by Highlight Rural Fire District, but that's my opinion.
Jason?
Don't care, other than it has a legal name, and I want to separate us from the Bozeman Fire Department.
Nick?
Yeah, yes, thank you. So I too did a survey of people and so forth, and I had some 30 people and given choice of several names and asked them what their choice would be. The names that were listed on that were Highlight Rural Fire District, which is our legal name, which could be used anywhere on anything, Highlight Fire District, Highlight Rural Fire, Highlight Fire, Highlight Rural Fire Department, Highlight Fire Department, Highlight RFD, Highlight Rural FD, Highlight Rural Fire Department. And people were passionate about all this, and the letters HRFD came up as another alternative. So if I look at those, and they did their choices, we had 10 total choices for the name Highlight Rural Fire District on all things. 8 first place and 2 second choices. Highlight Fire District, there were 4. Highlight Rural Fire, there were 2. Highlight Rural Fire Department, there were 0. Highlight Fire Department, there was 1. Highlight RFD, there were 10 first choices, 1 second and 1 third for a total of 12. Highlight Rural FD, 1. Highlight Rural Fire DEPT, 1. And HRFD, 7 first choices, 8 second, and 1 third. So there were 15 choices. The top 3 that I put on the motion, which is on the floor, were Highlight Rural Fire District, which had 10, Highlight RFD 12, and Highlight RFD 16. And I think that my own personal opinion is that, and one of the surprises is that rural was something a lot of people wanted to keep, and that I think that our signage should be consistent with at least having the letters of our legal name. And these 3 choices that are on here, the legal name, Highlight RFD or HRFD, all would fit that and would allow circumstances for a variety of applications.
Jason? Thank you, Nick.
So when Walt kind of pinned me down on this and wanted to dig in further to this topic, and so we did, I just used my wonderful phone to start searching fire districts in the state, and we started with the county. And it's amazing how exactly how Walt said, people choose to label themselves as they wish. Even in this county, I believe that Gallatin Gateway, which is a fire district, calls themselves Gallatin Gateway Fire Department. Amsterdam, which is a fire district, calls themselves Amsterdam Volunteer Fire Department. Central Valley, which is a fire district, calls themselves Central Valley Fire District without the rural. I mean, so it really is up to the board to decide. And that's where I am on it. As far as what would work best for me, keeping it the same, because all my trucks are labeled that, all of our uniforms are labeled that would be easiest. If I had a second choice, it would be Highlight Fire District, because I don't particularly think RFD or any other initials is very good, because too many people don't know what that means. The word fire needs to be in there, the word highlight needs to be in there, and the word fire needs to be in there. So again, what's easiest for me as an administrator is to keep it Highlight Fire Department, because that's what's on everything. But if I had a second choice, it would be Highlight Fire District. Again, it's got fire in it, it's got highlight in it, and it's as short as humanly possible. Because whether it's screen printing or embroidery or sign making, it does make a difference how long it is, as Walt said.
Okay, thank you very much. My opinion on the matter is this. I don't believe that the legal name has really any bearing on what we call ourselves. IBM is known by its initials. It obviously stands for something different. 3M, I bet you a lot of people don't know the name of that company in Minnesota. Minnesota Mining and Materials. So I think that we have great discretion to call ourselves whatever it is we'd like to. That really doesn't sway me very much. What I am concerned about is how we are viewed in 10 or 15 years. In no sense is this district rural anymore. And I mean, that's just strictly a census definition. We are not rural. It has great nostalgia to it, and I understand people's attachment to it. But imagine what this district and its residents are going to look like in 20 years. And if we polled systematically some random statistically relevant sample of the district and asked them if they thought they were rural, I'd be shocked if they thought they were. We are a suburban bedroom neighborhood of Bozeman. And that just is what it is. It's not good nor not bad. We may long for days gone past. But this board, as long as I've been on it, has always functioned with an eye towards the future. And that's how I would like us to continue to act. I also have, and I ran this by Jason, I don't think he has any concerns, but I have some concerns about our ability to keep recruiting young people from Montana State University. And Montana State University, even though it's our land-grant institution and has the College of Agriculture and all that, certainly the kids that we are attaching are attracting to Bozeman. More and more of them come from areas that are not rural, and that's just a reflection of the demographic changes across our state and across the country. So that's another concern that I had. So I'm prepared to present a motion when we're all done. We're going to hear from the public, then we're going to have as much board conversation as we want to certainly have highlight and fire in whatever name we go with. My preference will be department, so that is a motion I will make. I noticed out at the airport, Central Valley has fire district on their building. And again, this is not a hill that I'm going to die on. If people would like district, I'm perfectly happy with that. And again, as I suggested to board members in the email I sent around, I do think that we have bigger fish to fry than this. This is important, for sure. It's emotional, I get that. But I would like to get us off this, figure out the bids and decide on that. We'll have to do that at another meeting because those bid numbers will change, no doubt. But then move us on to things that are more forward-looking and involve the department. So that's my two cents. And now we'll have some public comment and then more board discussion. We'll have public comment and then more board discussion. Any public comment?
I do have.
Yep, we have some in the back here. If you could just let us know who you are and where you live, that'd be great.
Turn the mic on if you need to.
Yeah, that sounds like Tom. Michael Buffington, volunteer. Knows a big study, data count, I suppose. I also don't have too strong an opinion on this, but I think fire department fits more into the common nomenclature that we use. Both internally and also on call when we're introducing ourselves, say patients or something, we'll say we're from the fire department, not from the rural fire district that you live in or anything like that. It matches all our vehicles, so it would match like that. And I think of all adjectives to describe the department that I take pride in, it's that we're volunteers, not that we're rural. So I think you brought up a very good point there too. That's all I really have to say about that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
More board discussion. Nick?
I have two public comments I'd like to read.
Please.
This public comment by Steve White. One issue will be confusion to those making donations to the district. If the wrong name is on the building, letterhead, or checks, things could get interesting. I think everything should be consistent. Not sure if there is any legal issues, but the discrepancy could create confusion. And of course, the question exists as to how and why are you paying for a sign or signs with a different name than is on the check that is paying the bill? Does the invoice say on one thing for the product sold versus the bill to the name? Just some thoughts. The second public comment I offer, Mickey Embiri, she lives down by Three Forks. She's has three buildings in our district. Please express our thoughts to leave it as it is. I'm not sure what she means in terms of the legal name, if she's thinking we're changing the legal name. She said, all across the nation, there are fire departments that are recognized by their initials. By dropping the D, we eliminate that form of identification. I'm not quite as opinionated about the district versus department, but in our neck of the woods, district does seem to be slightly more appropriate. Rural explains to the neighbors that it is just that. It is not city living. It explains we have the ability to help the farmer or rancher with a grass fire or a house fire or a barn fire. That says, in my opinion, a lot. And it explains that not all our firemen and women are just firefighters. Some are volunteers and may have to travel a bit to help. They have other things like family and jobs and other obligations that they are potentially willing to forego to help someone in need. So rural says, describes our firefighters and our area. I hope this is, that is up. I hope that is, this is helpful. Thanks for the updates.
Thanks, Nick. More board discussion.
May I speak again then?
Of course.
I notice in our web thing that we're coming up that our policies are HRFD. Policies that are listed in the web as HRFD. I think rural is important. We're not rural because necessarily of being of land, but rural designates we're not the city of Bozeman. And I've had people say to me, let's not be mistaken for being a partner or being with the city of Bozeman. So I think that we're the safest on the safest ground and have some alternatives. And that's why in the motion before us, the name of the top three that I had looked at was the legal name, highlight RFD or HRFD. They have those initials. So I think that we need to keep rural in because that's right in our legal name. And I think we need to use the word district. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
More board discussion.
I guess given that we have a motion on the table, I don't know if we would like to vote on it at this point. I would
I thought
like
we
to,
did vote on it.
We didn't vote.
No, we had a second.
We did vote on it. We had a second, and we had three opposed and two in favor. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm happy to reconsider your motion, but it was defeated on its first reading.
May I, as secretary and dealing with Robert's Rules of Order, I don't think you can vote on the motion until you've had the discussion. That's what I was trying to say to you, that a motion is on the floor, we have to discuss it, and then we'd have
okay.
to come back.
You want to vote again?
I think that would be proper, sir.
Can we not read it again? We have a motion on the floor. Its next motion is in front of us. Is there a second?
It was already seconded.
Yeah.
Let's call for the vote then. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion fails. Did you get everybody's vote?
Opposed.
Okay. Is there a different motion we'd like to entertain?
Yeah, I guess given the research that's been done, it appears to me as though there is latitude.
Okay, I found this on the web for, is there a different motion we'd like to entertain again? Check it out.
Although Alexa figure it out.
Siri.
Or Siri.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I guess it seems to me that we would meet all of our legal requirements. And I know I've been involved in business before, and I've had people write checks to me that were slightly different than my official legal name. And, you know, for the most part, if they're close, the banks cash those. And so, I don't know that that's a problem if you're depositing checks. But going back to the main thrust of it, I think it seems to me like we want to have something that's consistent with the character of our neighborhood, and which obviously is becoming less and less rural all the time. And I think if we are going to be forward-looking, I guess I would like to propose, and especially given the cost considerations, that we already have some
nomenclature on vehicles and on apparel and so on, I'd like to propose that the board move on a motion to name the district Highlight Fire Department.
Or you mean the signage?
The signage, excuse me, the signage. Let me rephrase that. Go with the signage of Highlight Fire District.
Department.
Excuse me, Department. Highlight Fire Department.
Why don't you rephrase that for us?
Yes.
So we're...
Good. So, motion to phrase our signage as Highlight Fire Department.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there board discussion?
So the only reason I clarified what Walt said is that the board could legally change the name to Highlight Fire Department.
Thanks for catching that.
It's absolutely possible. Even though we are a fire district, we could legally change the name. And I just wanted to make sure he was not suggesting that. He was just suggesting the signage.
Signage.
Board discussion.
Does that change anything on any future ballots?
I have no idea. I mean,
I'll support the district, but I ain't fire.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's the question before us is not whether or not we're going to change the legal name. So I just don't know the answer to that question. Public comment on the motion in front of us.
Pat Wilson, and I guess I'm not really hung up one way or another, but as you try to maintain your own entity, I was just looking at department, is the division of a larger organization, and a district is a standalone, so part of something that isn't there, it can be something that you are.
We're going to change it to Pat's Fire Department here. Okay. Any more public comment on the motion in front of us? We have a motion in front of us. I'm going to call the vote. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Nay.
So two opposed? Okay. Okay, motion carries.
We're the left wing holdouts.
That's why I put you on the left side of the table. Okay, so moving this forward, I'd just like to thank you, particularly Nick, for all the hard work you put into this. Appreciate it. Jason, I suppose now we're going to come back with another bid for signage on the three stations at a future meeting.
We have those bids.
I mean, if we're staying with that name, we do have those bids.
Do we have them right here, right now, or are we going to...
We can get them, and we can revisit that. They were all pretty similar in price. Signs of Montana was the bid I liked.
Right. I thought the board before we had this digression, which is just fine, we thought that the Signs of Montana, no matter what name we were going to come up with, was the company to choose. I mean, we were talking about like powder coating and material.
Yeah, I liked the way that they were going to install. Instead of just drilling each pin into the building, they were going to put tracks on so letters could be moved and adjusted and replaced over time. And I just thought that was a superior way of doing it.
Since this is clearly related, and we've discussed it before, but it is not explicitly called on the agenda, is the board comfortable going forward and making a decision on a bid tonight? Or would you like that move to a future meeting? What's the board's sense on that?
Let's go.
Yeah, because it does say discussion and decision station signage. So
okay.
It's on
the agenda. You guys are good with that.
Okay.
It's fair game.
This is to get the department word spelled.
Completely out. All four bids had the word department spelled out, not DEPT. It was not short and abbreviated in any way.
I would just like credit to Chairman for actually having it in my hands. Extra credit.
Multiple gold stars.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that's the same as what you have.
Yeah, I don't have a number on here. So what's the... What's the bottom line here, Jason, for signs in Montana?
So that's the three totals for the three buildings on the signs in Montana. So 10. And they actually did, as I recall, a little more than they needed to. Because they didn't need to adjust this. So we'd actually be able to delete that from the bid. They only needed to do this.
Okay, so this is not relevant. This is Beartooth Signs. This is Sign Solutions. So, rough math, we're looking at...
Got it.
Yeah. These three numbers right here.
32.
38, yeah.
They did not, no.
Nor did they really
The decision is to spend $13,818.70 on the Signs of Montana bid, which we all liked previously. Is that what I understand?
I would move to authorize the fire chief to enter into a contract not to exceed $13,818.70.
Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
This is there board discussion on that motion? Is there public comment on that motion? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, you got enough, Chief?
Yep.
Great. Okay, website maintenance. This is another one of our continuing efforts to try to be thoughtfully and constructively engaged with the public. And Nick asked me to put this on the agenda, which I was happy to do. And I think before we have an idea about what we want to do, I thought it was important to hear, certainly from the chief, about what he envisions the website in terms of its efficacy for communicating during emergency situations, but most importantly, what the board would like to see our website be, because we can spend lots of time and resources. I don't even know if we have a line item in this year's budget for the website. So we got to figure out what we want before we can figure out how much money we want to spend on it. So that's where we are, and I'll just, Jason, you want to start the presentation?
Sure. Have all the board members spent any time, you know, really messing around with the website so that they're familiar with it? Because if they have, then I won't go over every part of it.
Why don't you just take the time to go over the part for members of the public who are here?
Okay. So we have these drop-down menus up at the top, which has a little About Us section, Board of Trustees, Staff, Volunteers, District Maps and Stations, Apparatus, Notes of Gratitude and Photo Gallery, and then we have mostly stuff revolving around the board under public meetings, where we have our agendas and then the minutes from the previous meetings. We have community events, which really revolve around the three major events, being the Pancake Breakfast, the Wildland Barbecue, the Night with Santa. We have board policies. We have, this resource category, which goes through burn permits, county subdivision regs, learn about defensible space, and fire marshal's office. In my observations, we need these hot links here need to be updated because they kind of dead end. If you watch this one for burn permits, it goes to Gallatin County, but it doesn't quite go far enough. So there's a little updating there that needs to be done. We have this contact us. So I think in general, our website isn't bad. What I would like, if it was up to me, but a lot of this is up to the board, I would suggest I'd like to have a profile of each board member on this website. If you guys take a few minutes, look at Central Valley's website. I think they do a good job of, they have a picture of each board member, and I actually talked with Mrs. Wyman tonight about taking all of your pictures tonight so that we can start that. And just giving a brief, not a book or novel on each board member, but how long you've been involved with the board and some pertinent background that you might bring to it. Like JJ being a burlesque showgirl for so many years. I think people want to know that. And
his wife doesn't.
No.
It's a secret. No, it's a public record.
And then the other thing I would like to showcase on the website that I think we could do a much better job is our training program at the fire department. I think that's something we should be proud of. I think it's something the community would be very proud of their fire department or district for what we do, because we train a lot and we put a lot of time and effort into training, and I think we could showcase that a little more. Beyond, again, improving our links and talking more about the board and more about our training program, those are the improvements that I would suggest, and happy to hear what the board has to say. I really don't think we need to spend a ton of money on this. I think that our website, we are able to make adjustments and additions to it without hiring a website specialist for gobs of money to come in here and sell us a product. But we can do that too, but not something I'd like to spend our money on.
So board discussion, questions for the chief?
I have some, I'm sorry, I just jumped right in there.
I am
prettier. My preference for a website is that it gives information. And our ability to move information, not only internally but externally, and having a whole website up and not having stuff that we can work with off that, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a community member, whether you're a board member, to be able to move that information there instead of, I'll wait and I'll email that to you or whatever it is kind of silly. And I foresee two primary options. One is for the community information, the emergency information especially. And the second is work productivity for the members somewhere. And I'm just not seeing that capability built in.
Sounds like you're the future chair of the website committee, my friend.
That would be a serious mistake. I know what I want, but I have no idea.
Nick?
Well, some things that I noticed, for example, about Highlight Fire, if you click on that, go about us.
Nice.
It says page under construction for 3.5 years. That's not good. So then I go back to where you just were, where the previous screen, right there. Now go down that screen. Roll down that screen. There's stuff underneath that screen somewhere.
Oh, down here?
Yeah. That mission statement is out of date. Our mission statement, we have a policy, and there's the mission statement that's supposed to be in there. Then you go to what's new at Highlight Fire, so click on that. You don't get anything there. So if you crawl down below, then there's Highlight Fire District blog. Go down to that one. Click on that or the next one, wherever. Oh, that's I don't know why that's on there.
I don't need it, but I think it's who sold us the
over there, Highlight Rural District. Why didn't
it just goes back to our main page?
So that's something, nothing there. I don't know what's happening there. I guess it's just the same picture again. And then if you go to contact us, I mean, just some things I looked at. It has a phone, it has a mail, it doesn't have hours, doesn't say what our office is open, and there's some things in there. And I'm not being critical. These are things we need. But these are the kinds of things that I'm concerned about, that if we're going to have a website, we should have good stuff going on and things updated on all parts of it. And under What's New at Highlight Fire, for example, I went over to the Facebook thing.
Okay, but you do see our office hours in there.
Huh?
We have office hours on the website.
Yeah, you do have it on the website. But was it on that other page?
This is the contact us page.
The contact, but then, okay, there's the contact page. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just telling you that that's on there.
Okay, I missed that.
No, and I agree with you about the about us part, but that's updating our website. In the last time we talked about this, we talked about hiring somebody to come in here and do this. And I completely agree with you, Nick. But that doesn't mean we have to reconstruct the website.
No, I don't.
We need to update it. I am with you 100%. It just hasn't been, because of our changes in the minute, it just hasn't been high on the list. What was high on the list was getting the minutes and all that stuff on there, excellent, not the about us portion. I totally agree with you that we need to update that, 100%.
But let me finish my thing here. If you go to your Facebook, go pick up the Facebook. There were some places on there, there was a place you could hit Facebook, what I found. And I'm not on Facebook. So now we have, I think, go down a little bit, law enforcement appreciation. Then there's something about, there's a picture. And then there was a new truck. Well, not now. There was a picture of a truck. Maybe it's a new truck right there. Introducing a new truck right down there. You had it down below. Right, wasn't it right there? Or maybe it's the next one down.
This one introducing.
Could be that. Maybe is that the new truck? Click it. Okay, so here's this nice thing. There's something like 715 views. So why is that not something new on the website? In other words, here's another problem I have some angst with. I don't do Facebook. There are a lot of people that do. But if it's good enough to be on Facebook, why isn't it showing on our website under What's New? Because for that month or when that truck came, that's what's new, and that'd have been a nice thing to have. So what I think our problem is, and I don't know who does it, but we need somebody, a designee or whatever, to say, all right, if you're going to put it on Facebook or be looking at Facebook or somebody like that, these are things that need to be on the website, and we got to make these things work together because we're trying to reach as many people as we can. And obviously a lot of people do the Facebook. I'm not on it. I won't be on it. But there's a lot of I would think that if it's good enough to be on Facebook, why isn't it under here under What's New at Highlight Fire?
Because it takes more time.
Well, that's our deal. If we're going to have a thing, we should have it right. If it takes more time, we're going to have to figure it out. And that's why I say
totally up to the board if that's what you want to dedicate staff time to. Completely up to the board. It's very quick for Brian to put a picture on Facebook than it is to put it on the website.
Well,
so we're happy to do it if that's what the board wants.
Yeah, more board discussion.
We used to have one of the volunteers that what's his name?
Kevin.
Yep, Kevin. Oliver. And we could send him things, and it would take a week
to put it
on.
Yeah.
Do we have a volunteer that's techie, or can we hire a company that set this thing up that we could forward them things that they could put on or pay a small
we
management
could absolutely
fee?
That wasn't random.
No.
Yeah, that was. I don't know if it'd be possible, but to maybe address what Nick is asking, I don't remember if it was on Raysar, but at one point, the Facebook would feed a portion of our website. So when I'm the person who mostly maintains our Facebook page, and it's really slick, as Jason mentioned, to do it just on my phone, because I can just get it through Facebook. I don't know if I could do the website on my phone, but we used to have a Facebook feed on the website that whenever I would post something on Facebook, it would automatically go onto the feed. I'm not a tech enough person to say that's simple, but it's a possibility.
More board discussion?
Who is managing our webpage?
I...
No, like, who do we have it? Are we using, like, GoDaddy or Google or...
That's a very good question. I go to WordPress, which is at the bottom.
Okay, so WordPress is going to be good. So you have to log into theirs and then make a change.
I can make the changes. And I've kind of self-taught myself and been playing around through, you know, some of Nick's suggestions. Very new at it and don't know. So it's just a matter of teaching or figuring it out.
So
if there's a fee to it, that would be...
Cheryl, are you currently putting the policies and then the minutes and that's you're doing that work, right?
Yes. And all the updates for the meetings and whatnot.
And have you got that process fairly streamlined at this point then? So, yeah.
I'm confident in that area.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's a matter of climbing up the learning curve? And again, I guess there's always this trade-off in how staff time is used, but I guess my question would be, do you feel as though you could... acquire the skills to do some of this other stuff. If somebody gave you some training on the feed from Facebook to the website, I mean, do you feel as though, I know you have limited knowledge on this and so I'm kind of hanging you out a little bit on that, but do you feel as though that would be something that would detract too much from your other duties?
I don't. It is time management and how much time I have to dedicate to it. I feel like the game is slowing down for me, so I am getting caught up on the duties and whatnot to be able to give more time to the website. And, you know, figuring it out is a big portion of that. Once I do it a couple times, you know, like putting the board minutes on and recordings and whatnot, that I have that down. So it's finding the areas that, you know, Nick has addressed that are lacking that, you know, I just need to add to it, you know, depending on what the board wants on there.
So it seems to me like we might have two questions here, or maybe possibly three. One is, do we want to totally restructure the existing website, you know, redo it, is one broad question. I think the second is if we are going to keep the general construct, what types of data do we need to add to it? And then the third component of who will be the person that will allocate, you know, task with performing on those requirements.
I would say, and we'll have some public comment here in just a second, more board conversation. I would say the first question that faces us is, what is the fundamental purpose of the website? And I think, I'd be surprised if there were much disagreement sort of along Jason's lines. It needs to provide sort of, you know, mission-critical information, and under that category, of course, is all the public documents and records. I think that's really important that the public has access to those. Certainly it needs up-to-date links and everything you pointed out, Nick. It needs to look like it's not been neglected. So it is a tool, in my opinion. The fundamental purpose of it is to provide a modicum of communication with our residents. Now then the question is, as Walt has raised, it's all about opportunity, cost, and trade-off. How much time do we want to put into that? So one way we might go forward is if, Nick, if you provided a list, if you have provided that list to Cheryl and Jason, you just start working through that list. And let's take a look at it again in a month, because I'm of the mind that we don't want to dump a ton of money into this. It's clear we need to get it. It's below where we want it to be, and we need to bring it up to standard. And we can just monitor it for a while and see how it goes. But I'd like to get some public comment and see if there's any reaction out there. You guys interface with our website much? Do you use it as a source of information? Any thoughts on this?
I just have one thought.
Bob O'Grien. I just had one thought, and it may be there, conceivably using it as a recruiting tool for firefighters.
Right, and Jason would be the one, and Brian, because they're on the front line of that. I mean, you know, that's kind of a curious question. Do people go to our website, recruits at MSU, and sort of check us out that way? I love your idea about the training thing, because that's what
That would be about recruitment. Exactly. Yeah, that is all about recruitment, is highlighting our training program. Right. So, Bob, I agree completely.
And it is true. I mean, on our applications, we ask people to write, how did you find out about us? And there is a decent amount of people that say the website.
But believe it or not, a lot of our volunteers that we get are referrals from the Bozeman Fire Department. When people, new students at MSU will go to the Bozeman Fire Department and say, I'm looking for a volunteer fire department. And 9 times out of 10, they send them to us.
So it seems like...
oddly enough, that's how it works.
Right. My general take on the consensus of the board is that there's room for improvement here, but nothing's on fire. And I would suggest, before we can make an informed decision, that you two take this offline and you figure out what it looks like to get the training stuff uploaded there. And if you guys get together and you may say, you know what, that is going to require, I'm just making stuff up now, $1,000 of somebody's time to come and upload all the training videos that Brian has been shooting and all that kind of stuff. Or you may come to us at the next meeting and say, you know, here's how we're thinking about this issue now. Because I don't feel like I have enough information to know how much resources, if any, to allocate towards this until you guys just get together and group up over a cup of coffee and say, here's all Nick's suggestions, here's what I'd like for the training thing, and then bring it back to us in February as an update. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to the board? I don't think there's any actionable stuff we want to do tonight.
No, other than I know that I want to make it simple for poor Minnesota Brian here, that it could go out on any number of different places, because it's not just the website, it's not just Facebook, it's the Twitters and the Tubes and all that sort of stuff. And I know that we do that in the county. I know Patrick does it, I know Deborah's doing it. You put it on Facebook and it goes every place else. You still get to do what's easy to do, and I would hope that we would look at something to keep it fresh, something to keep it relevant. If you don't have Brian or Jason or whoever updating that, saying we're fighting this fire out south today, it's a day late and a dollar short, and it's useless. So it has to be that quick and relevant. There is the technology. I would like to see that. Figure out how to make that. I don't know how to make it work. That's Patrick magic.
So WordPress probably created the form, or we used a template and just started uploading stuff. I just imagine maybe we can call whoever the sales rep was or call them, and, you know, maybe it's a small fee for just a refresh and tell them the things you want. You want to be able to connect to Facebook. You want all these lists of things. Is that a $250 update, a $500 update? And so I think that that's a good place to start.
I think you two shouldn't leave the meeting, Cheryl, or you three, Cheryl, Jason, and Brian, if you still have questions about, do you have a good sense of what the board's looking for?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So why don't we then move on from this, and we'll have it as an agenda item, just an update and a report of findings or whatever you want to call it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, and could I add one thing? I'd like to, I mean, what Nick brought up is relevant in the sense that you don't want to have a website where you go to drop-down tabs and it's under construction.
It's a dog.
Right, exactly. I think that just doesn't look good for the department. Right. And so if those aren't relevant or not going to be fleshed out for a long period, I mean, I would suggest that you drop those components to the drop-downs. And if they get fleshed out later, that's fine. But they should disappear if they're not going to be fleshed out fairly quickly and exist there where they go to a dead end. And same thing with the hyperlinks and stuff, if they're not updated, it doesn't look good.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I would just like to emphasize that I think we should have the ability to either pay or hire or identify somebody to be this current person to keep Rudy up. She's got lots to do. Brian's got a lot to do. It may take somebody else. It may take whatever, and it may take some funds. But I think we need to put the best face we can on, and this is a thing for the public, and maybe part of the public budget is where some of this money would come for to do that outreach. But I just think communications comes so many different ways, and I see the numbers. I mean, there's a lot of people on the Facebook. That's good stuff I'd like to see on the website. I just want to emphasize again, cost I'm very concerned about, but I don't want to be, I don't know what the right word is. I want, if we need to spend some money to get it right, I think we should do it. And I like that training thing. I think that's really important. With the invitation, come watch the training.
Yeah. And so let's let these guys come back to us with a sense of what it costs, what the administrator, what this world looks like. Okay? All right, moving on. Chief's report. Questions for the chief?
Yeah, I don't mean to. What did we end up finishing the year? 550?
It was close to that. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah. Pretty slow Christmas. Not really a lot going on. We are, fall recruit class is just about finished. They just did their roof tactics testing with the state fire school. So, I mean, nothing too. Too exciting to report. We keep going.
Board questions? Discussion? Yeah.
I guess I would ask, keep before us this thing that I think Brian is going to work on in terms of coming up with the demographics. Where are we on that process? What's the status of that?
We haven't finished that. Brian was gone for Christmas break and seeing family in Minnesota, so we're not done with that, but
is that going to be part of the chief's report soon coming up, that you're going to be sort of a monthly place to start showing that or not? Because I think this demographic, because over a period of time, is really important.
Yeah, I mean, if you would like it to be part of the chief's report, we can. I didn't know if you wanted
this
it.
Is what
it was supposed to be a future agenda item. It was the station, the Ray station, and breaking up the call demographics to address that.
My opinion on that is that ought to be a standing agenda item rather than the chief's report, and it just ought to be under, district planning and awareness or something like that.
Well, I think I'm more concerned that that data is being gathered and put in, and I just thought, well, if, could you list things, how many people are aware or whatever, just in that demographic area, just as one line that's, because it's being gathered, the information at some point is being gathered.
So let me just make sure I understand you, Nick. What exactly are you asking for when you say demographic data?
It seemed to me when we talked about this before is that we were going to come up with, it stemmed from getting more people staffing over at the Ray station. And one of the questions was, is as that growth is going on so heavily in that triangle, does that reflect it in the incidents and calls that go over there, and is there a way we start building and tracking that so over time and on a yearly basis people say, oh yeah, we need a station because look what's happened to the calls over there, and we were trying to come up with a mechanism, and he's, it takes time to do that.
It's the mapping piece of it is taking our emergency reporting information, and we have to draw a map basically and say these are the calls that we are going to affiliate with the Ray station, as opposed to the Sourdough station or the Cottonwood station. So that's once we get the mapping done on there, then the information will just populate. But that's the trick, is to get it.
Okay, so then that is more appropriately reported out in the chief's report, I think. This particular issue, or not?
I can give it to you however you want. Yeah. It's an agenda item, it was associated with the Ray station, future station.
Yeah. So
project. Yeah. That's what it was.
Okay. So we slice this any way you want, but I think it's really important that we have as a standing agenda item or as part of the chief's report, a continuing conversation about the changes in our district going forward. And I sent you guys a bunch of links over the holidays on that. Bozeman just did their big report and all that kind of stuff. And for us to be alert and aware of what's happening, how many calls are being run out of there. I mean, it's in a sense, it's that needs assessment that we were talking about, right? And I don't see any reason why that can't be a standing part of your report.
Okay.
Or a standing agenda item, however the board would like to do it. I don't particularly care. But I do think that that is the real business of this board, is to be preparing and planning for the future. Not that we're considering making any decision going forward, but we got to have some data at some point before we do make a decision. So why don't we just... Okay, more board discussion on that. Anybody else have a different opinion on how we approach that?
The technical aspect of it, to break the district down into areas, I mean, what can you... Does that require board action, or can you define those? The areas?
No, it doesn't require board action.
Yeah, so you can define those
areas.
We're
just trying to get with emergency reporting the company to say, how do we now take all this information we have and break
create
it up
different
into
polygons and
pieces, and us decide what... Because this could get very arbitrary.
Right. That's what I was wondering.
But, yeah. You know, where we draw the map
right.
could get very arbitrary. And, you know, are we using Cottonwood Road? Are we using Gooch Hill Road? Where are we making that line? But in the end, we'll make the line, and it'll be okay. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, I prefer to get a part of the fire chief's report every time.
Okay. Like anybody have a different opinion on that? I just think as long as we keep engaged with that. Any public comment on any of this? Any more questions for the chief and the chief's report?
And don't nobody leave until Cheryl takes your picture tonight.
Trustee activities.
Start doing that.
Besides pictures. Anything happening? Is that the next board meeting?
Which will be the 18th of February, is that right?
Yep.
So,
you said 18th, sir?
Prepare some stuff.
Yep.
18th is normal.
I'll have to talk with you about it offline. Okay. The 18th is the third Tuesday. That is going to be real hit or miss for me. 25th, I could for sure do it. Does anybody care?
That works for me.
25th, okay?
I'm right up against a different meeting, but I'm glad to take care of you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If I can do the 18th, I'll let you know. Can everybody do the 18th if we need to move to that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Perfect. Certainly, if you can. Maybe we can't get a quorum, we can.
But. Yeah, no. My wife is taking me to Stomp on that night.
On the 18th?
25th.
So you're out on the 25th?
Correct.
Okay. So let's do this then. Let's put it on the 18th, and I will see what I can do to get some certainty on that real quick here. I'll let you guys know.
18th it is.
Okay, anything else? Thanks for coming, you guys. Appreciate it. We are adjourned.
Larry, could you hear everything all right? Larry came today with my crash test dummy, crash dummy, hearing dummy. Help me set this all up. So I need to say to you folks that if the buttons are set and labeled, and the microphones are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And the podium and the buttons are still labeled that way up there, and the settings are right. Just turn it on and turn it off. Well, I saw a lot of screwing around last time, so I thought it better. Because some of the mics